Dan Sullivan is a Republican nominee for the 9th Congressional District, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Sullivan, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So, first question I've got to ask, why do you want to be in Congress?
That's a good question. We're facing an affordability crisis as well as a mass illegal migration crisis in this state. And we have a sitting congressman who's been in office now going on 13 years who carries himself as if he's Lord Grantham of Downton Abbey. But in truth, he's an absentee landlord. In 13 years in Congress, he's had one bill enacted into law, and that was changing the name of a post office. He's done absolutely nothing for the residents of the 9th Congressional District. We have no common sense and no moderation in our government. And so, like the man in the arena, I thought I'd step forward and do my best for the best.
All right. Now, I'm going to add, first of all, you are a registered nurse, which it kind of makes sense to me that one of your big issues is addiction and prescription drug abuse.
Sure. I mean, it's no secret. We have an opioid epidemic in this state and in this country. And there is not a lot of resources that are going into treatment and recovery. And I've seen firsthand, both as a bedside nurse in a community hospital and also as a nurse in one of the state prisons, the destruction that drug addiction brings. And it's not just the afflicted, it's the whole family unit. And it also takes down the community as well. So that's certainly one of the issues that I would like to advance in Congress. I'd like to see more mental health programs. I'd like to see more treatment programs so that we can reverse the curse of addiction.
Now, you also have an issue I find interesting, charitable foundation reform.
Yeah, you know what's amazing is that ever since Barack Obama entered office in 2008, we've seen a doubling in the number of tax-exempt entities that people call nonprofits, but they're tax-exempt entities in this country. And what I found is that many of them are used as nothing more than personal piggy banks or tax shelters. And so I would love to see Congress reform the criteria for tax-exempt shelters. It's no secret that you know, both the state and the federal government face a revenue crisis, and if we're able to eliminate those entities that are not bona fide charities and tax them as they really are, which is business entities, for-profit business entities, that would be a win for everybody.
And, of course, you also discuss something that has become a big issue here over the last few years, clean energy development.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got, I live in Plymouth. The big issue on the Cape and the islands is the wind farm. There's a lot of misunderstanding. People think that because you're skeptical or you question such projects that you're anti-green energy. That's like saying you're anti-clean water, anti-clean air. That's just nonsense. What I'd like to see is sensible and reasonable development and implementation of renewable energies. Take, for instance, the wind farms. This is shocking that we're building the largest wind turbine farm in the world, and there's no maintenance schedule or emergency contingency plan in place. So we had that catastrophe with one wind turbine disintegrated. It's a question of whether it was a material failure or a lightning strike. Nobody's really sure. But the fact of the matter is 70 tons of debris washed up on the beaches of the islands and Barnstable. And for 2 days, the developer, Avangrid, said nothing. They were hoping that the tide was going to take it out to sea. That's rubbish. And then when it started washing up on shore, the folks on Nantucket said, hey, what is this? 2 days later, they acknowledge it. But it took them 2 weeks to hire a contractor to start to clean up the beaches and the waters. That is not common sense policy. And that's why I'm running. We have no common sense in our government. We have no moderation in government. As a nurse, I tell all my patients, hey, everything in moderation include moderation. look, we've got a political system right now that's rapidly divisive. We've got politicians that are pathologically partisan, where sound bites are more important than sound policy. And look, I'm not naive. I'm not going to go to Washington, D.C. and change anything overnight. But I do want to bring a common sense perspective to everyday folks like you and me.
All righty. Now, quickly, where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
They can go to nursedanforcongress.org. That's nursedanforcongress.org. And if you want to contribute, learn more, please do. It takes a team to build a dream. And so I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a good day.